for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Hello. Now, Dario, we had some votes over the weekend, which you should look at. Yes. So we're going to look at those votes. This is why we're doing this today now. So starts with the biggest issue of the day, which was clearly and undoubtedly the pension system reform. That passed.
Yes, and that is a biggie. It's the first time since the 90s that actually a proposed pension system reform passed the popular vote. This reform was divided up into two sub-questions. One was basically about raising women's retirement age to 64 from 64 to 65 years. The second sub-question was about slightly increasing the general value-added tax from 7.7% to 8.1%. Both in the interest of improving the financial situation of the pension system over the coming years.
Now, what's very interesting about this is when you look at the map of how the votes came in and how people did vote, there's very, very clearly a major linguistic divide on this one. The Rochdi Graben, clear as a bell.
Yes, very clear. The cultural divide between the Latin parts of Switzerland and the German-speaking part of Switzerland is very obvious with this vote, with voters in Swiss Romand and Ticino largely rejecting the higher retirement age for women, as well as the increased value-added tax. Now, overall, a mere 50.6% of the population voted in favor of raising the retirement age of women to the same age as that of men. That is a surprisingly close call there, as the poll suggested that a larger majority of the population would be in favor of this measure of increasing women's retirement age. Only 32,300 votes made the difference there, making this one of the closest results ever in a popular vote. The second component of this reform, the one regarding the value-added tax, was accepted by 55.1% of the population. Another interesting thing about this result, but maybe not a very surprising one, was a very clear difference between the vote of men and the vote of women, with 65% of men, for example, who were in favor of raising the retirement age for women, while 63% of women were actually against this measure.
What a surprise.
For obvious reasons, yeah. You could say.
Yes. And what also surprised me about that vote as well, I mean, the government was always very clear for the whole pension reform to work, both votes had to pass.
Yes.
And yet, we had a very big difference. I mean, you know, VAT rate, surprisingly, some might say, was more popular than raising the retirement age for women. So I mean, it was very close to the fact that one element of that wasn't going to pass. So
yeah.
You know, anyway,
it was a bit risky, but in the end, of course, the political left, they much harder pressed on that women issue, which they found very unjust for women who already do most of the unpaid work and get smaller pensions in the end, for them to have to basically pay a big part of this refinancing of the pension system.
Okay, now let's move to the other two votes. Now, we did say that in that pension vote with the linguistic divide, the Rochdi Graben was very, very clear. However, it wasn't necessarily clear at all. In fact, the country united, I would say, certainly when it came down to the initiative against factory farming.
Yes, for that initiative, which wanted to introduce BioSwiss, so organic food standards for all livestock farming in Switzerland, as well as imports of animal products. That didn't go well. There was no Rochdi Graben there. 62% of the population was against this proposal across the board. Almost the entire map of Switzerland is deeply red for this one, with the exception of the cities. Geneva, Lausanne, Bern, Basel, Lucerne, Zurich, they were all in favor of this proposal. But as soon as you cross those inner city limits, it's all red across the country. No Rochdi Graben there, but a clear rural urban ditch, you could say, with Switzerland therefore saying a clear no to this proposal, who wanted to abolish factory farming.
Right, and so I know there's also concerns because that initiative would also have applied to food being imported into the country, which actually was going to cause major headaches if that was the case. Right, so that got thrown out heavily. Now, let's take a look at the other vote. Now, the government, as you said, will be very, very happy about how the pension vote went. But they did lose on this rather, I don't know, is it a slightly obscure thing, a technical issue on the withholding tax?
Yes, the third national topic, the vote to abolish an anticipated tax, withholding tax that is imposed on the interest investors earn when they lend money to Swiss companies in the form of corporate bonds. That one was rejected by 52% of the population, despite the government, economic interest groups, and the political right arguing that this tax makes Swiss corporations less attractive for foreign investors. So this tax stays on. The population just didn't feel that now is the right moment to give corporate investors a break and potentially lose hundreds of millions of Swiss francs in tax income for the state. There too, there isn't a very clear, there's a slight Röstigraben language divide there in that vote, but really it's the entire country, or at least regions from the entire country and different cantons from different language regions that felt equally that this tax shouldn't fall, or that at least now is not the right time for it to fall.
Okay, now let's move away from the federal votes and look at some of the cantonal and municipal votes. I was actually surprised here in Geneva, there was only one vote in the municipality of Tronay. I think that's a bit unusual, isn't it, having so few cantonal and votes on a voting day?
Yes, it's a bit unusual, but really it's down to just the political tempo and coincidences, right?
Right.
It's not necessarily that you always have a lot of votes. There are sometimes cantons that have no votes for several turns, and this time, well, in Geneva, there was a vote, but yes, it's a bit unusual that there was nothing on the cantonal level, just in this municipality of Troisne, as you mentioned, where 53% of the voters voted in favor of a 1.15 million Swiss franc credit to create a new bus line that will connect this rural community on the border with France to the Le Mans Express train station, Lancy-Bâché. So if you're living in that area, Troisne, Carouge, Verrier, then maybe you might be able to benefit from this bus in the future.
Right.
Now, another vote, I'm going through some of the more interesting ones, not the technical ones, the little ones that change some obscure things about financing in the constitution, but a bit more interesting ones. In the canton of Bern, for example, 67% of the population rejected a change to the cantonal constitution that would have allowed 16-year-olds to vote on the cantonal level, meaning that the canton of Glarus will remain the only canton in Switzerland in which 16-year-olds can participate in votes. Other cantons have previously also had initiative that wanted to go in that direction to allow 16-year-olds to vote, such as Neuchâtel, but there too it was rejected. So this is not a very very popular proposal.
Not, it's not getting any traction, that. As you say, many other places have tried it. It's just, it's not cutting through, that thing about reducing the age of voting to 16. It's just not happening. Right?
Exactly, because they want to keep it with the legal majority. In most places, that's the argument. Okay, you're an adult for the justice system, for the legal system, and then that also means that you get the right sort of to vote. So,
right.
The rights and the duties, they come at the same time.
Okay. Let's take a look at other, sorry, let's go through some of the other ones. We've got Schaffhausen.
Yes, Schaffhausen. 65% of voters rejected a popular initiative that wanted to abolish health insurance premiums for children. In Neuchâtel, 63% of the voters refused the creation of health insurance covering dental care. A lot of things got refused, actually, I just realized.
Right.
Reading
yes.
those. And then finally, this is the most interesting one, the funniest, and maybe the most Swiss one, too. In the canton of Lucerne, 71% of voters rejected a proposed financial participation of the canton in the renovation of the barracks of the Swiss Guards in the Vatican City. Now, a little backstory there. So the barracks of those famous Swiss Guards in their colorful uniform that guard the Pope for since forever, they should be renovated for 45 million Swiss francs. And the Swiss Foundation has already collected 42 million, mostly from private donors, but also from 16 different cantons and even the Confederation. Now, Lucerne, as a Catholic canton, also wanted to contribute 400,000 francs to this renovation, but a referendum was called by the political left and the Green Liberals against this contribution. They argued that the Vatican probably has enough money on the side to cover these some millions that are still left to be covered, and that it wasn't up to the Swiss cantons to contribute to that renovation. They said nine.
Absolutely. I sort of to get their point here. I mean, you've said it's 45 million to renovate these barracks at the Vatican. 42 million, but most of it, therefore, has been raised from the from various cantons and the confederations. You say, but I mean, is the Vatican throwing any money into this whatsoever? It doesn't look like it at the moment.
We can
it?
Look into that in the next episode.
I don't know.
It doesn't look like it. Maybe it was the Swiss Guards who felt that they needed a new barracks, a renovated
right.
barracks, and maybe the Vatican was like, no. This is fine.
Yes,
doesn't need renovation. We're all about keeping things old.
Right, absolutely. Okay, there you go. So Lucerne, threw that one out by 71%. There we go. So Dario, thank you very much indeed. That was Dario there with Swiss Up, taking a look at those votes over the weekend. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.